Thank you, ladies. When preparing for this play, I found it very fitting that we do, for our first annual Landmark Baptist Church Christmas play, to do the first Christmas story. So we have dramatized it with the teens and the children. So we are hope that you enjoy it and get the message for the season out of it.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down, and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh.
Thank you.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Through Jesus' death on the cross, man is able to be brought to peace with God. That is the greatest joy we can ever have this Christmas season.
All right. They did a great job, didn't they? Let's give them a large hand as they go down. Our shepherds, our kings, Mary and Joseph. And even the donkey, amen? I don't know if you... You got to see that coming down the aisle. They did a great job of making that. And so as they settle in, I just want to speak to you just for a moment. If you're here today and you don't know Christ as your Savior, the reason Christ came to be born was so that we could be born again. As he began to try to tell that, a very familiar passage of Scripture to Nicodemus, he was trying to explain to him just the something that was so hard for most people today, they don't understand. They don't understand how you can be born again. The terminology of being born again, born, if it's hard for us to wrap our mind around how God can be born and wrapped in mortal flesh and still be 100% God and be 100% man, he came for a purpose, and it was so that each one of us could be born again. He was born and he died, but he was born so that you might live. He was born so that you could come to a saving knowledge that hell didn't have to be the place that you spend eternity. And if you read the scripture, most of you are probably not biblically ignorant to the place where you realize that there, if there's a God, that what he says about heaven and hell is real. And the God of heaven came to earth so that you didn't have to spend eternity in hell and died on the cross for your sins, that you might be able to be born again into his family. For us, when we read the scripture, John 3:16, we don't always put those things together. We don't always put it together that he was speaking about being born again, that he was talking about eternal life. But That scripture says, for God so loved the world. In this time period of the year, when we look at our young people, and for many of us, if you had your children up there, the thing that you felt in your heart and in your mind, it was love. You were thinking about how much you love them and how much you love this season. But when God looks down from heaven, he wasn't thinking about a holiday season, but about people that he loved, people who were lost and headed for a place called hell. And so he took the most precious gift that's ever been given in a season where many of you probably are going to go home and you're going to see presents under a tree. Some of you, maybe even your opportunity to on Christmas Eve to open gifts. Listen, the greatest gift ever given was God's gift into the Lord Jesus Christ, who came from heaven to die so that you might live. And really, it's as simple, and I've told so many people, it's just like, you see, Jesus came and purchased salvation for you. It's wrapped up in simplicity. It's just you have to accept that he is the Son of God, that he did come from heaven, and he did lay down his life, and that he did rise again. If you can unwrap that much about Jesus Christ and put your faith and trust in him, the Bible says that you're you can be saved. It's just simply putting your faith and trust in his finished work. See, without a doubt, in a place this big with this many people, some of you sitting here today, you're trusting in some of your own works. You're trusting in Jesus plus being a good person, in Jesus plus baptism, or Jesus plus, it's not Jesus plus anything. Jesus does not want to share his glory. God the Father doesn't want to share the glory that he's given the Son with anybody. And so today, simply putting your faith and trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ is how you're saved. What has been presented by our young people, it's a simple story. And it was given to all of us, and we don't always like to think ourselves as simple people, but sometimes we make salvation too difficult. We add too many steps to something that Jesus made a one-step process of accepting and believing in him. And then God saves you. So if you're here today and you don't know Christ as your Savior, the invitation is simply for you to be born again. Just as Jesus came from heaven and was born into this earth perfect, without sin, laid his life down and rose again so that you might live. Listen, it's a perfect salvation. It was a perfect plan. And for us, all we have to do is simply accept the perfect one and the perfect plan. And God will make us, again, give us that perfect salvation, that perfect, a perfect eternity. Not because we earned it, not because we deserve it, not that we're made perfect in an instant, but my soul is saved. My soul is secure. I have perfect hope and peace. And what they sang, joy to the world. There's no joy without knowing where you're going to spend eternity. There's no joy, hope, and peace in a season that's all about the Savior if you don't know him. So today, while our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, we're going to ask you this. If you're here today and you don't know Christ as your Savior, our musicians are going to take their places, and there's still room here at the altar if you're not sure that you're saved. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I'm going to pray. Then I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet. And I'm going to ask you, if you don't know Christ and you'd like for us to take a Bible and show you how you can know for sure that heaven will be your home because of what Jesus did for you, then I'm going to invite you to step out and come forward during the invitation. Dear Lord, I pray that you'd be with folks right now. I know there's folks and they're wondering, well, what will people think? Lord, I know what you'll think. You'll be so glad that you send your Son, and that present that you paid, that present that you sent for them, that they're accepting the cost of salvation today and your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that folks would be brave enough, bold enough to accept you today. Amen. Would you stand to your feet this morning? If Jesus spoke to you this morning through his birth, through his word, and you need to be saved, through his words to Nicodemus that you must be born again, would you step out and come to the altar this morning as Brother Bert sings?
Silent night, holy night, all is mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleeping heavenly peace, sleeping heavenly peace.
Would you bow your head with me this morning, close your eyes, and pray for those that need to be saved? If you're here and you don't know Christ as your Savior, this is the day that you can be saved. All you got to do is step out, surrender to what God wants you to do, and we'll be happy to take a Bible and show you how you can be saved. Some have come and prayed this morning, maybe for family members to be saved. Maybe they've come and they needed to pray about an issue. Listen, the altar's open. If you're already saved and you know heaven will be your home, maybe you need to do business with God, the altar is open for you to come and speak to the Lord about anything that's going on in your life. Whatever it is that God's asking you to do, why don't you step out and come forward as Brother Bert sings.
Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts alleluia, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
While we're still in an attitude of prayer, folks, it's been a blessing to watch our young people come and sing to the Lord and do a program that they did today, but it's even been a blessing to me to watch them come and use the altar in our main auditorium. And maybe that's something that you need to do. You know, it's a lot of times the little child shall lead them. It's usually the young that'll step out and come. And maybe you're here today and you need to step out and come and be saved. We're going to give you an opportunity to do that. But listen, even if you don't come during this step, listen, after the service is over, I'll be right here. I'll be happy to take the Bible and show you how you can know for sure that heaven will be your home because of what Jesus did for you on Calvary. Why don't we sing together this last verse with Brother Bert?
Silent night, holy night, star, lend thy light with the angels. Let us sing alleluia to our King. Christ the Savior is born. Savior is born.
All right, this is what I'd like to do. If our young people could remain standing, we'll let the adults go ahead and be seated. And so we're going to go ahead, before they get out, let's give them a big hand again. Amen. They did a great job today. Amen. All right, what we'd like to do at this time, because they've got to get some of their outfits off, so first and second grade, we're going to go ahead and dismiss you. John, if you can stay, John, keep him in the auditorium. You stay in the auditorium, John. Dismiss everybody else at first and second grade. Okay, John was going to be the leader, but he's going to lead us in prayer before we go. All right. And then if you're third through fifth grade, if you'll go ahead and be dismissed to your areas. If you're a worker on the bus routes, please make your way to the buses now. Some of them are going to get ahead of if you don't. All right. So let's make sure we have a couple of our bus workers in the bus area. All right. We want some of these young people to get ahead of you because they may run you over. All right. On their way out, they're excited. And then they didn't even have donuts this morning yet, okay? All right, they didn't get all sugared up like you. They're heading to it right now, okay? All right. All right, let me just say this. This is something that I asked our children's pastor to do. John Tiberi is someone who not only was one of my teenagers, but went through our college, works in our ministry. I'm very proud of him. And I really haven't done a whole lot other than say, yes, that's what I want. Yes, that's what I want. He's taking care of it. So I'd like for you to give him a big hand. Him and his wife, Anna. John, you come. He has done a great job with our young people, coordinating all our different ministries. His wife is standing in the back there as well. And she made a lot of these outfits and things. So I'm very thankful for them. All they've done. So we're going to let him close us in prayer. All right. As our young people head out. And then once we've closed in prayer, even though you're still seated, you'll be dismissed. All right. Thank you for being here. And I know all of you thought there's no way we're going to get all that done before 12 o'clock.
I definitely thought that wasn't going to be possible. So let's pray. All eyes closed, all heads bowed. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to serve you, dear Lord. Thank you for the Christmas play going well, dear Lord. Just thank you for the kids being in their place, being attentive, singing out, dear Lord. I ask and pray that if there's someone here that does not know you as your Savior, dear Lord, what a great special thing it will be on this Christmas Eve, dear Lord, or even tomorrow on Christmas Day, dear Lord, to come to the saving knowledge of you, dear Lord. That's the whole reason we put all this on. I ask and pray as we go homes that we would have a safe trip there, dear Lord, and we have a good Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen.